Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Google is expected to unveil a beta version of its own browser later today called Google Chrome. The open-source software launch is the latest shot across the bow by the search giant from Mountain View against Microsoft, which currently leads the browser field with Internet Explorer. Mac and Linux users will have to wait to test drive Chrome, though. Google is still working on versions compatible with those operating systems. 80 members of the California National Guard are scheduled to start helping with rescue and recovery operations today in the wake of Hurricane Gustav. Colonel Terry Knight says the troops deployed over the last few days from Silicon Valley's Moffett Field.
The 129th Air Rescue Wing from Moffett Airfield specializes in search and rescue operations. They can actually fly day and night with the equipment that they have. If needed, we will be out there doing search and rescue operations. We'll do whatever is needed by the civil authority and the folks that are certainly trying to minimize loss of lives and property.
California has sent more than 300 other emergency responders to help with hurricane recovery efforts. The hurricane is raining on the Republican National Convention about 1,200 miles away in St. Paul. Delegates for the Grand Ole Party have been asked to keep their festive mood in check out of respect for the struggle against the weather down south. But our correspondent John Myers found the California delegation feeling feisty.
If there was ever a Republican who symbolized the conflicted nature of day one of the 2008 National Convention, it was probably former Governor Pete Wilson. As he spoke to California Republicans yesterday morning, you could tell Wilson was going to have trouble with John McCain's edict. The Republican presidential nominee told everyone to hold off on the partisan rhetoric while Hurricane Gustav pounded the Gulf Coast.
Now, I know we're supposed to temper the combative tone that might otherwise escape. I confess to you, I am a lesser mortal. I find that difficult to do.
And with that, Wilson zeroed right in.
The audacity that Barack Obama is offering to us and to our children, the change that he is offering is not new, because the audacity that he is offering us, very frankly, is socialism.
Pete Wilson may have been the most frank, but everywhere at this convention, Republicans were ready to take on the Democrats and lift up their own contender. One example, Eileen Rubin, a California delegate from Mission Viejo, who so admires the man from Arizona, she changed her party affiliation so she could be here.
For this convention.
Oh, so you were a Democrat your whole life before that?
My whole life, my whole family, everybody that I know is a Democrat, and it's my privilege to cast a vote for John McCain for the benefit of the United States, that we need him.
In fact, most of the 173 delegates from California to the Republican convention are attending for the very first time. And many of those, say party officials, are people who spent a lot of time volunteering for McCain, even last year when his candidacy seemed like a long shot. Maybe that's why at least some people wished they had a full convention Monday. The session on the floor of St. Paul's Excel Center lasted only a little more than 2 hours. And the only two speeches of the night, from First Lady Laura Bush and from Senator McCain's wife Cindy, were really appeals for the public to contribute money to help hurricane victims. One attendee who thought the mandated moderation was all too much was John Ziegler, a former Los Angeles talk radio host who is an alternate delegate.
To me, this is political correctness run amok. Obviously, we're all concerned about what happens in the Gulf Coast. But not one person in the Gulf Coast is going to be helped or hurt by politicians making speeches in Minnesota. Not one.
Ziegler said the decision puts Republicans at a distinct disadvantage in making their case for why John McCain, not Barack Obama, should be elected on November 4th. But Bill Jones, chairman of the delegation and California's former Secretary of State, dismissed such talk as much ado about not so much, especially in the modern era of nonstop news and information.
You know, 15 years ago, you counted on the convention and the three or four major medias to promote the convention. Today, you have 24/7 news cycle on so many channels. We've been talking politics for 18 months.
And Jones' preference for towing the line won out. A Monday night party previously scheduled for California delegates went on as planned, but did so with an added task as a fundraiser for Golden State Republicans to offer help by opening their wallets. For the California Report, I'm John Myers at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul.
John Myers is blogging from the convention. Check it out at californiareport.org. In the sand dunes of the Imperial Valley, the Bureau of Land Management is finding itself squeezed between off-roaders who want the freedom to ride and environmentalists who want to protect a delicate habitat. Eric Anderson of KPBS explains.
The scrubby Pearson's Milk Vetch scrapes out a fragile existence among the shifting hills of the Algodone Sand Dunes, the nation's largest sand dune park. It's a threatened species, and that means federal protection. But off-road advocates are not convinced the plant is at risk. Steve Razzo works for the Bureau of Land Management. He says the federal agency has struggled to find a balance.
Our congressional charter is to manage for multiple use, so we do have a responsibility, obviously, to conserve. Conservation is a critical part, as well as, you know, having access for the American public to enjoy their public lands.
The milk vetch, a spindly weed with purple flowers, landed on the threatened species list a decade ago. A court-ordered settlement set aside about 50,000 acres of the dunes for the plant. That's just under half of that 40-mile-long swath of sand that reaches from the Mexican border to the Chocolate Mountains east of the Salton Sea. The Desert Protective Council's Terry Wehner wants those protections to become permanent.
They still have 69,000 acres to do off-roading, and that's a huge amount of land. And then people who want to go and birdwatch and hike across the dunes and not have to listen to the noise or smell the fumes will have half of the area, too.
Off-road advocates just lost a three-year battle to have the federal protections for the milk vetch removed. The American Sand Association's Michael Summer says the dunes frequently attract more than 100,000 people on winter holiday weekends. He says the association wants more access in the dunes because more riding room means a safer recreation area.
People will adjust out in the sand dunes, and, you know, it's just we're constantly losing piece by piece portions of a large riding area.
The courts have already rejected one Bureau of Land Management plan because it gave too much access to off-road vehicles. The Fish and Wildlife Service decision to keep the Pearson's Milk Vetch on the threatened species list will play a major role in the second version of that plan. That blueprint is due out next year. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, September 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org. The Walter S. Johnson Foundation and the Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California.